Let's talk a little about Hanukkah. So Zarmar Makam 2. The Gemara is the Zarmar Makam 2. If someone comes, you can pass it out. Okay. The Gemara talks about that the Mitzvah of Hanukkah is Ner Yishu Beiso. Okay, Rashi says that Ner Echad B'chol Laila V'Yishu Chol Beiso Sagi Lu V'Ner Echad. Okay, so the Mitzvah is for there's a Ner every night. Okay, a man and his entire family is Yotze with one Ner. Okay, so the Gemara discusses this. Is Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos where you position in there? Is it on the Pesach of the Bayis, or is it on the Pesach of the Chatzar? It's very, very clear that the Mitzvah Chanukah relates to the house. So if you look at the Maamar Mokum 6, it talks about the exact position where it's supposed to be. It says Amar Rabbah, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha B'Tefach Hasmucha L'Pesach. The Mitzvah is to put the Ner Chanukah within a tefach of the Pesach, hechamanochle, where do you exactly put it? Ravacha bereid the Rav Amar miyamim. So one shita is you put it on the right side. Okay, Rav Shmuel midifti Amar mismol. Rav Shmuel midifti says you put it on the left side. So what's the halacha? The halacha is mismol. The place you put it is on the left side. Why? Kadesh yitay ner chanukah mismol. So that the ner chanukah will be mismol and the mezuzah miyamim. Okay, it doesn't tell exactly why that matters, right? I mean, again, you want to know why is it like that? Why should we put it in small? The answer is, so Ner Chanukah could be small.
When you're standing inside or outside of the house?
What, you're in the position how you're facing?
Well, left and right is relative to how you're standing inside the house or outside the house.
Well, again, the mezuzah is miyamin, the derech piyascha says as we're going in. Right? In other words, the mezuzah would be on one side, on the right. Well, no, you're standing outside facing in. Okay. That's where the mezuzah is placed on that right. And then the left of that would be, the other side is where you put the mezuzah, is where you put the menorah. That's what Rashi says. To be a mean, to see beischa, we darish into mean derech biyascha, the way you come into the house. Yichi akar inish kare, when a person lifts his foot, I guess a righty, he lifts his right foot first, okay, bereisha. Okay, that's what goes first. So that's why the mezuzah belongs on the right. Once we do that, we want the menorah to end up on the opposite side. It's not exactly clear why. So let's look at the Shiltas, Maamar Makom 7. The Shiltas brings down that it's a mitzvah anicha b'tefach samach l'pesach, just like we saw in the Gemara. V'hecha manach lei, where exactly do you put this? Pligi bar ravacha b'rei derava v'rei b'yirmin b'difti. Chad amar miyamin v'chad amar mismol. Once it's on the right side, once it's on the left side. Manda amar miyamin, the one who says it goes on the right side, kasavar, us. So now we can see the reason why. He says, kasavar, v'hecha b'lehevi, tarti mitzvah so b'chad duchta. So there'll be two mitzvahs in one place. Okay, one, it's a nice thing to have a mitzvah, but what more fun is to have two mitzvahs in the same place. That seems to be the maila. Okay, l'chad duchta, ner chanukah u'mezuzah. And what's the reason behind manda amar mismol? Kasavu k'tehechi. So in order to have the mezuzah miyamin, like we saw in the Gemara, the ner chanukah mismol, and the baal bayis b'talus b'tziyatz b'neim. The baal bayis will be standing with a talus in between this. So okay, so then we see two reasons. On one hand, the advantage of putting the menorah positioning on the right side, like the first group, would be to have two mitzvahs on one side. And the advantage of the other side, apparently, is this concept of being mesovei b'mitzvos. I'm saying on the right mitzvos. Nechanukah miyamin, mezuzah mismol. Sorry, opposite. Mezuzah miyamin, nechanukah mismol, and the baal bayis b'talus b'tziyatz b'neim. So what's the answer? Before we say hilchos samai, the Gemara said the halacha is you put it the mezuzah miyamin and the menorah mismol. Look at this answer, the shulta. It's a very strange answer he gives. Hashmo kvar amra Torah. The Torah said the answer. Shmartim mitzvosa v'asisim olsa mubavu chalim perishu v'chak v'asu siag la'Torah. That is the answer. I expect the word right, left, or middle to be in that answer, and here he's giving some kind of like mussar thing. The answer to your question, if you want to know where you should position the menorah, well, the chalchamim, based on the Torah, made a gzeira to protect the Torah. Okay, so I don't know. Later on, the Shulta actually does bring down a couple paragraphs later, Tashma, the halacha is that you're supposed to put the mezuzah miyamin and the menorah mismol. Okay, what's this Tashma that he has now? The strange Amra Torah Shmarta Mitzvot Vasisim Usam Vakrasil Sagla Torah. What's going on over here? So before we answer that, let's look a little bit more between the relationship between the Ner Chanukah and the Bais. Okay, Maran Bakum 8 will show you that we in fact do paskin that it's supposed to be on the left side, opposite the mezuzah. We're not going to go into it. And then I have another Maran Bakum 8. I don't know why I did that. Okay, Maran Bakum 8b. Okay, is a Pnei Yoshua. Look at the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua asks an interesting question. He says, Tan Rabbanim, Mitzvah Chanukah Neru Shubesa. Okay, that's the Gemara we saw before we started. So he wants to know, why is it that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is different than all the other mitzvahs? All the other mitzvahs we say mitzvah bo yasari b'shulcha. It's better that you go and do it yourself. And here we tell you it's mitzvah Chanukah Ner Yishubesa. Sagi lahu, to have one person light for the entire household. Why wouldn't we say that everybody's supposed to light? By all the mitzvahs we say that, right? It's interesting. Shai mitzvahs achobas aguf. Here we don't say that. El Shani Hacha. Now Shua says here's different. She'ein Hacha Ikar HaMitzvah Ela B'Samach L'Rishus HaRabim. Here the whole idea of the mitzvah is that she calls Rishus HaRabim, which is Pesum Enisa. It's because of Pesum Enisa. Mishum Kach Hitilu Chovas Mitzvah Zu. Therefore Chachamim designed this mitzvah Ki'ilu Hi Chovas HaBayis V'dayin Tzarech Yil. He says, no, this is different. Most mitzvahs might be a chova on a person to go ahead and complete the mitzvah. Chazal designed this mitzvah as if it's a chovas bias. For a second, I'd like to go off on a tangent and explain why is the Pnei Yeshua holding back over here to call it a chovas bias. He's saying it's a ke'ilu chovas bias. Why not just call it a, well, it's a chovas bias, right? Why did it go to ke'ilu a chovas bias? Any suggestions? It's a sarfiyin. I'm not going to sarfiyin, but ke'ilu hi chovas bias. Why didn't Chachamim made it a chovas bias? Because the ikar mitzvah is pesumei neis and the bias. So the truth is, I think it's a nice idea in the Mishnah Chachma. There's a very, very famous machlokas, classic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, on what is the nature of the chiyuv of mitzvah derabbanan on us? Okay, so we know that the source is a source that we point to. We're talking about the mitzvah derabbanan, and that's lo sasur. Okay, lo sasur min adavar asher yagidu l'cha. The Rambam says that every time you're over a mitzvah derabbanan, you're over the mitzvah d'oraisa of lo sasur. You fail to wash and seal the dime, you violated lo sasur. You fail to make a proper eruv, you violated lo sasi. You move muksa on Shabbos, there's mitzvah d'oraisa there too. Now the Ramban says that's a little bit difficult. Okay, the Ramban says if so, then every suffix d'oraisa should be Chumrah, okay, and all these klalim that we have where we're making on Rabbanans should be also, we should call it Doraisas. And the Rabban ultimately views the mitzvah of Losasur as, you're not over when you're over Durabanan Losasur. Losasur is, if you go ahead and you mamre against Beis Din, okay, and you're Zaki and Mamre, so you're over Losasur is at Minadavar. You violate what the Beis Din Agadol says in your time, then you're over. So the question is, how do you explain the Rambam? All these questions of the Ramban. So the very interesting Mahalach in the Meshech Chachma. There are many answers to this question. The Rav Elchanan Glassman also has an answer to this question. There's lots of answers, but the Meshech Chachma is an easy answer and it's a very sweet answer. If you look what he says, this is in Maran Bakum 9. He goes, Anochi Afer Ve'efer, I circled the point where we're going to start. Anochi Afer Ve'efer Tachas Raglov, Omer. He l'shikol daiti, according to my estimation says, or Meir Simcha Midvinsky says, the Rambam Ba'ikur was that. This is what's going on. He had Torah Ratzda. The will of the Torah was, Asher milvad in yonim ha-nitzchim ha-mikhaimim va'ad, besides permanent mitzvot that last forever, yischadish in yonim. There should be new hosafos to the Torah, Zyagim, borders, Azharos, different kind of warnings, chumros, different chumros, asher yuzmaniyim, that should be temporary. Haynu sheyeh yad chachamim lahosif apik dharma nimsar lahem, according to the rules that were passed on to the chachamim that were given to them from the Torah, okay, in their mesorah, chachamim have the ability to add to the Torah, okay, shebofanim eilu nitam lahem reshus, right, there are different ways in which they are able to. And for example, im yamo basin acher, if another basin afterwards, that's gadol b'chachma b'minyan, and they have the heskein, the agreement of Okla Yisrael, kafiyak darim sheish b'zeh, they even have the ability to mevatel these new things. So the will of the Torah was that there should be temporary or new ideas that, depending on the times and depending on the circumstances, could be reversed. Okay, this is the will of the Torah. Okay, ulaman, an order. Shaloyimsa ish echad leimor ani haroa. And so no one should say, "I'm the man. I can figure this out." It's a quote from Shmuel. Ve'enenu kavu b'chachmei Yisrael. Okay, if the will of the Torah was to make these kind of rules, then the Torah also had to protect that these rules would be kept. So the Torah instilled the mitzvah, designed the mitzvah of lo sasur, okay, in order that you can't say, "I'm smarter than chachamim. I don't need their dharm. I'll just go with what the Torah said." You're bound to listen to them because of the isser of lo sasur, right? She'im lo kain, then the Torah would be given to everybody, like the Karoim, etc. And yasu agudos, and there'd be a payroll within Klal Yisrael. Mashim misnagi l'ratzon Hashem, which is not the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wanted these mitzvahs that were Zmani, that were chumros, etc. But he wanted, if the chachamim were going to paskin it, it wasn't for the am to figure out what was suitable for them. Lo sasar means you have to listen to the rabbanim when they go ahead and they instill these mitzvahs, when they impose these mitzvahs. Okay, being Cain, what's the mitzvah? So if so, what's the mitzvah of lo sasar? He says the mitzvah is lishmo amashi yomru. The mitzvah is to listen to the chachamim. That's the mitzvah. About inyi ba'atzmo, but the particular. What Chazal said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily care about. Okay? It's a powerful statement. We'll defend it. Don't kill him yet. Okay? He says that, and if another Beis Din comes along and says that it's not a good idea, so they can reverse that idea. But all along, because of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should be the ability to change the Torah, okay, to change the Torah within the Gedarim that He allowed you to change the Torah, so Hashem made an Isser V'Sasur that you have to listen, and even if you don't like it, and even if you're wrong, and even if it's not the proper thing, but they all voted for it, you don't have the ability to change anything. You have to listen to them, and even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the system such that they can do that what they want. Okay, they figure out it's not. Compatible with the Ratzon of the Borei, and at some point, and many people agree with it, based in this God of Chachma, many that can battle it. Okay, Oshahu Davar Shein Atzibu Yachol Amod. That's an example. Okay, and there's still several examples he brings down. Okay, the Afim Yichavnu Haemes. And even they got to write the Chachamim, it could still be that because Baruch Hu didn't want to make these permanent parts of the Torah, so he designed that you have to listen to them because of the imposition of Lo Sasur. Okay. Let's get to the next. Let's get to the bottom. V'ratza dafka shenishma b'kolam. Hashem dafka wanted the ratzon of the borei. These matters that we should listen to the chachamim. Sorry, I got cut off the next paragraph. In mind, it's not. Don't think I knew it by heart. Lo b'prati hadvarim. U'matzanu dugmaso b'torah in yedom elazor. We find a similar paradigm for such a thing, for such a model, where the ratzon of the borei is that you listen to the person who's making the rules, but as far as the actual rules are concerned themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say yes or no whether they're good or bad. Okay, that's not the important factor. Okay, so the example he brings down is the melech, the mitzvah to listen to the melech. Yichayv misa if you violate what the melech says, like in Yeshua, kol asher yamar espicha mos yamus. Right? This is a beautiful example he brings down to illustrate this. The story of Shimi ben Gera, certainly familiar with Shimi ben Gera, cursed David HaMelech, okay? And at the end of his, David HaMelech, during his life, for whatever reason, he decided to meichel him, okay? And at the end of his life, he told Shlomo that he should go ahead and do according to his chachma and deal with Shimi ben Gera. So what did Shlomo HaMelech do? Shlomo HaMelech said, Shimi ben Gera, come build yourself a house in Yerushalayim, okay? And stay here, and you'll be alive. But the day that you leave your shalaya, pass Nachal Kidron, you're going to die. Ultimately, what happens? Two slaves of his run away, pass Nachal Kidron, he goes after them, Shlomo calls him back and he kills him. Okay? So there, what was the idea over there? Do you really think, Echpat lo Rachman, if Shimi ben Gera goes out or stays in, is that really the Ratzon of the Borei? Oh, what did Shimi ben Gera violate? He violated some idea of leaving Yerushalayim, of passing Nachal Kidron. What did he violate? No, the answer is, he violated listening to the Melech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care whether he listened to the Melech, whether he passed the Kidron or not, and then he goes on for Karek. It would have been better if this didn't happen at all. If Shimi ben Gera would have been left alive, because the whole reason that Shlomo HaMelech went on to marry Bas Paro and do all the things that ultimately caused the Korban HaBayis in the future was because his Rebbe, Shimi ben Gera, wasn't around. So the actual rule itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't care about. Okay, for carrot. This one in particular may have been connected to Ratzo. But Shimon and Gary had a mitzvah to listen to what the Melech Paskin. And it was a chiyah to listen. The same way with mitzvah Durabana. Mitzvah Durabana also, we have a chiyah to listen to them, whether it's good or bad or whatever. It's nothing intrinsic in the rule that they're designing, that there's some idea that you have to listen to how what they said, you have to conduct yourself in accordance with their plan, but whatever the particulars of the mitzvah are, that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily care so much about. Okay? He goes on. Okay, he says the Rabbanon, according to Gemara in the Darna, says Man Malki. Who are the Mel? Who's the Mel? Rabbanon. So he shows the Lo Sosur is that same idea. That you have to listen to the Rabbanon, just like you have to listen to the Melech. But the rule is you have to listen. Okay, and then he brings in Raya from the Yerushalmi in Sukkah. Okay, what do we say on Yom Rishon? Okay, when we're taking the lulav on Yom Rishon, we say Al Netilas Lulav, because the Chiyuv is to take a palm tree and to take a piece of an esro and a whole esro, take a hadas and take an arava, and you take these items, the ratzon d'vor is you take these things. Okay? What bracha do you make the rest of the days? Yerushalmi brings down al mitzvah Canaan. Why? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu, those at that time, the mitzvah is not in particular that you have a chiyuv legabe fruit and leaves and things like that. The chiyuv is to conduct yourself in accordance with Chachamim, and Chachamim said on these last days, okay, you must take these things, and that's what you're mekayim. That's the mitzvah that you're mekayim on the last days of Sukkot. Okay, so one interesting last point he brings down over here. Okay, he says, he quotes another Yerushalmi. This is the last paragraph. Divrei Torah, the words of the Torah, yesh bahem iser, yesh bahem hetzer. There are some that are kal, and there are some that are chamor. But divrei soferim are all chamurim. Okay, and he brings a raya from that. What's the hesber? He says there could be by divrei Torah some are high, some are more aser, some are less aser, some are machmir, some are mekel. Okay, but the problem is with divrei soferim. Every time you violate a divrei soferim, you're a moreh. You're a moreh against the chachamim, and if you're moreh against the chachamim, that's a very, very severe thing. Okay, so you can talk about nuance and this and that. So yeah, you might just mevatel the netil sedayim. What's the big deal? Just miss it once. But the answer is because the ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu is you listen to them. Lo saser, don't deviate. And anytime you listen to them, it's like a person who's morid in a melech. All divrei sofrim are therefore chamurim. Okay, but what do you see? Getting back to the question of Pnei Yoshua, we ask, why does the Pnei Yoshua say that Chachamim made the mitzvah Chanukah kiilu it's a chovas bias? Why do you say it's a chovas bias mamish? Going to this mahalach? Anyone? Simple answer. Anyone awake? So you say like this: Mitzvahs d'rabbanan in their nature, okay, are not can't be a chovas bias. It can't be a chovas bias d'rabbanan. Chachamim don't have the ability to say that it's a mitzvah that you put a menorah in front of your house. It's not like a mezuzah. The Torah says baisim houses require mezuzahs. We don't. Chum can't say the houses require menorahs. No, what they can do is they can order you put a menorah in front of your house. So when Chachamim were designing the mitzvah, they made a keilu it's a chova in the bias, because they said you gavra, I can mitzvah you. You must listen to me. All Mr. Durban are like this. You listen to me, gavra. You put a menorah over there. So it's not the etzem that the house is chayiv in a mezuzah. The house is not chayiv, menorah. The house is not chayiv in menorah. The gavra, the man, the person, is chayiv to listen to chachamim, and it's chayiv to put in front of his house. He's chayiv a menorah in order to comply with it. So therefore, it's not a real chovas bayis. That's the ultimate answer of the Rambam. Okay, that when the Rambam says, okay, that every time you're over mitzvah losas, every doraisa you're over the rabbanon, you're not over. Sorry, every rabbanon you're over doraisa, you're not over the doraisa of failing to do tzilas yadayim. You're over the doraisa of failing to listen to chacham. That's the answer for the Rambam. But again, we see this idea that the Hanukkah is the menorah is the chov and the bias. So I'd like to go for a couple of minutes, into the din of an achsanah. Okay. To just illustrate, just two mahalchim. One is the mahalach of the Ran, one is the mahalach of the Salvechik, okay? And to what, like the din of Achsanai is an interesting case. Because the din of Achsanai is you don't have a house, right? And you're going to someone's house. What's your chiyuv legabe near Chanukah when you're in this kind of weird setup, right? So far we've been dealing with normal cases. You have your house, you put a menorah there, Okay, is it a din in the bias? Is it a din in the gavra? So far, we see that they made at least like it's a chovas bias. But the din of achsanai is as follows. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, he has a very interesting approach on achsanai. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah complements this. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says that Achsanai is a guest that they don't like for him in his house. He has to give a prutah to the Baal HaBayis, okay, to join with him in the Shemen. So the whole point, according to the Shulchan Aruch, okay, of an Achsanai being mishtatif a prutah, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara says that Achsanai is chayim in an Erech Hanukkah, okay. And then it brings a story. Okay, they bring the story of Zera, that at first he used to go ahead and mishtatif with a prutah when he was in Achsanai. After he got married, his wife lived for him. Okay, so how do we deal with this shita pepruta deal? What are you exactly accomplishing by joining in? Again, the achsanai is chayiv. The Gemara says the achsanai is chayiv. He has to do something. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that the achsanai, okay, is mishtatev in the shemen. He's buying into the shemen because that's the formulation of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he goes on and gives you some manifestations of this. So first of all, it would make sense. Let's say the achsanai has his own shemen. Would he be able to light? Would the achsanai be able to light if he has his own shemen? The whole point is to be mishtatef in the shemen. So the answer is, yeah, he would be able to light. Why is he able to light? Because the whole thing, the whole purpose of this shita b'pruta is if you don't have light, you can join in and the shemen is then for you. Okay? And well, if you have your own menorah, if you have your own light, you don't need the Baal HaBayis, you don't need the mishtatef b'pruta. And Matov, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you light your own light and you have your own light, forget the whole shita b'pruta deal. It's only to help you path marks closed and you can't buy oil. Okay? Not just that, he brings down that the Baal HaBayis should even add, he doesn't have to add a half, chatzi the hotzos, but it should add some oil because after all, you bought oil. Okay, and this guy has his own minimum share. So you should add a little oil for the achsanai. Okay, that's one mahalos. Okay? He just like anybody who's doing mahajrim mina mahajrim. Again, if you're not doing mahajrim mina mahajrim, then you're right. Then you're not going to do that. You're going to join him into the oil of him, just like his kids are. But if you do mahajrim mina mahajrim, according to how we do it, well, everybody lights, right? Maybe Sephardim might be different also without this, right? But if you're going to do mahajrim mina mahajrim, so just like his son found a place to light, he also has a place to light. After all, he's there. Let's say he has his own room there. He can use the same windowsill, the same outside that everybody else has. He uses the same window, same everything else that he uses, whatever everybody has. Okay, but that's an interesting mahal. Look, this whole idea then shows that the mitzvah. I think this very much suggests that the din of an achsanai is a chiyuv in the gavra to go ahead and partake in the mitzvah. And this is not so much a chiyuv in the bias. After all, it's not really his bias. Look at the formulation of the Ran 15. Okay, Amar Rav Sheshes Achsanai. When it says Achsanai is chayiv in Ner Chanukah, what does it mean? He's chayiv in Ner Chanukah. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? If you would have said Pata, what does that mean? Right. Look at the Ran. The Ran says an Oreya. Even though he doesn't have a bias, right? He's still chayiv. Why? Why is the Achsanai chayiv? Why he doesn't have a bias? You know what the answer is? Because we would have thought that the din Chanukah is like the din of a mezuzah, says the Ran, Kamash, which is a chov and a bias. Kamash Milan, the din of an Achsanai is not a chov and a bias, and therefore an Achsanai is chayiv because it's a chov and a gavra. Okay? And then what's the whole point of the Shita Pekruta and all that kind of stuff? The whole point is because the gavra is chayiv, he has to figure out a way how he's going to light. He doesn't have a shemen. He needs to borrow from the Baal HaBayis. He needs to join somehow into this house. Okay, not in the house. He needs to join and do the mitzvah. He doesn't have what he needs. Okay, he doesn't have the menorah, the oil, whatever. So the Baal HaBayis can help him out with this mitzvah by doing a shita v'napruta. He can then fulfill his chiyuv gavra that he has. Rasav Eichik has a different formulation. Let's look at Rasav Eichik. This is written in the Sora Journal. I forgot when. Okay, it's Maror Malkum 16. Opposite formulation. He's going to say not like the Ran. He's going to say not like the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, he's going to say really the MS, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a chova. It's a chov in the bias. Okay, he's going to say the le'olam a person is not yotze yidei chovas hadlakas ner Chanukah unless he lights them in his house. Okay, that's the only time. And mi she'ein lo bias is pater be'emes mi mitzvah zu. I am number 16.
Cut off the top.
What's cut off by you?
To this one.
Yeah. So Odi Shlomo, top up a lot. Odi Shlomo, Dilo Olam Ein Adam Yotzei Dechovas Adlokas Ner Chanukah Elim Kein Ligam Bebeso. Umisha Ein Lo Bayis Patur BeEmes Mi Mitzvah Zur. Okay, he really is Patur. The Ein Lo Asharuf Chayim HaMitzvah. Okay, so here he says no. The whole din of Ner Chanukah is it's definitely a chiyuv in the bias. So what's the whole point of an Ach Sinai? So skip down a line. Well, that's why I would have said that even an Ach Sinai is potter. Okay, even Ach Sinai is potter. The bias zesh who darbo bakrai ain't no mikra beso. Kamash v'lan rasheshes the shapir mikra beso. Very interesting. You see what he says? That what's the whole idea? That the MS an Ach Sinai, the MS an Ach Sinai is potter. Okay, a person who doesn't have a bias is potter, but the Ach Sinai. So what is he? The Ron said that called his bias. So the Rashi says no. The Ach Sinai's bias. This is good enough to be called a bias. If you're a guest in someone's home, it's also called a bias. The Ron said that's not called a bias, and it doesn't matter. You're chayiv anyway, even though you don't have a bias. Mine is the opposite approach, right? So he says no. Rashi's approach is. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a chov and a bias. The chiddush of an Ach Sinai is that it's a good this guest house that you're staying in, where you're paying for, is called. That's good enough to be called your bias.
Is this based on another rishon or something? Because it's a little interesting. Like Duran is arguing for salvation.
But again, the salvation is bringing a raya from Rashi. In other words, yeah, I can't imagine Achronim arguing with that, but. But again, once you say that, you look in Rashi, that Yoshe Mitzvina, Ein Lo Sharos L'Kayim Mitzvah Zudah, Ein Lo Bayis, etc. Right? So fine. The Gemara goes, Ayein Sham Behemshech HaGemara. Sorry, look at Vayitur and Salvation. Look at the Hemshech HaGemara. And Ach Sinai is Mishat Pruta. Salvation, you have to explain, what's the whole idea of Shittiv Pruta? What's the whole point? So we saw before, if he holds the Chova and the Gavra has to get some oil to do his Chiyuv. Right? So what's the whole point over here? After all, Salvation just said, that this is called his house. So the answer is no. It's not exactly called your house. The Eitz of Rezeira is going to do what for you? Come on, what's the Eitz of Rezeira going to do for you? Yes, the din of Ach Sinai is that this is called your house. But there's still a chisaron because you can't just... What relates you to the house? How are you shaykh to the house? So according to this Mahalach, he's going to say, by doing a sheet of Bepruta, what are you doing? You become a member of the house, right? This is a great board. Go home and tell your teenage kids. They'll love this, right? You don't walk into a house and just say, "Oh, I'm here. This is my house," right? You have to participate somehow. You have to join the house. You have to do the dishes. You have to do something. What? The what? To buy the house, to buy the chuppah, to make a kinyan on the chuppah, right? Yeah. So here also he's saying the same thing. And therefore, what we see, the point of this, the totzas halacha, it wouldn't help for the Ach Sinai to pull out his own menorah and his own neros. He didn't buy into the house, and the whole point is not to go ahead and accomplish his chi of gavra. The whole point is he needs a chelik in the house, right? To get a chelik in the house, you gotta so dish out some cash, do at least some maisa to show that you're part of the that you're part of the house. But also, then there's no point in the host adding any oil for him. You're buying a chelik in there. What are you buying? Right? The shituf is a shituf in being part of the house, so that you enjoy the house that way. It's an intimate house. So again, we can see that despite the fact that, yeah, the halacha seems like it's more a chova gavra and the Ran push in that direction, but still, we can show that according to the Torah of Salvechik here, which is a sweet piece of Torah, he brings another rise over there for what he's saying. It's not just like, you know, formulation just in the air. We're not going to go into it, but there's still a chance that you can call this a chova in the bias. Okay, so I'd like to just finish up by trying to explain the shiltos. Okay, and remember the question we had in the shiltos is what is this weird idea that it said we wanted to know which side you put the menorah on. Do you put the menorah on the right? Do you put the menorah on the small? We answered Tashma, they were made a gzeira. Okay, so if you look at the Ram, I did a photocopy if you have it over here. You look at the Ram in the end of Hilchos Mezuzah. He's a very famous Rambam. Chayiv Adam Lizahir B'Mezuzah B'Pnei Shu Chovas HaKol Tamid. First, it's chayiv to listen to have a mezuzah to Chovas HaKol Tamid. Every time Chol Zman Shichanes V'Yetzer Yivka B'Yichur Abushmo Hashem Shmo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Yizkor Avoso V'Yeir Mishnaso V'Yosef B'Hevli Hazman. And every time that you go in and out of the house and you're pogay in the mezuzah, you're going to be reminded. Okay, you're going to be reminded of the importance of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and love you have for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the fact that the world is surrounded by things that take you away from Ruchnias, and you're gonna remember that there's nothing important. There's nothing permanent in this world. There's nothing important in this world except for Yediyas Hatsur. I lost the place. And the mezuzah then, as soon as you pass by this mezuzah, it's a tremendous experience to pass by the mezuzah. So he's echoing the same voice by shofar, right? My shofar also wakes you up. So too, you pogea mezuzah. Every time you go in and go out of the house, you're going to pogea the yichud Hashem and remember, don't go to the outside world, without remembering the good ideas of the Jewish home. And don't come into the Jewish home taking those terrible ideas from the outside world. Everything you saw that looked great and looked exciting, okay, none of that matters at all, okay, except for Yediyas Surah Lamin. And then he goes on to say something important. Amru Chachamim Rishonim, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Tefillin Beroshu, Bezoro, Besitzes, Bebigdo, Mezuzah, Bepischa. Muchzak Hu Shelo Yachta. That person is going to for sure not sin, because he has maskir and rabin. He's going to be constantly reminded to not do averos. Okay? Shem Yisrael maskir and rabin. Hein heim ha-malachim. These are the malachim shematzil osa milachto. These are the malachim that stop you from sinning. The mitzvos that surround us all the time will stop us. Chonem malach Hashem savi lirei avichatze and brich rachmano desayim. Now it's very interesting. Okay? There's a medrash that I have over here. Marim Makom 19. I don't know where I found it in a safer years ago, and I forgot where that safer is, but I photocopied it, and it says one of the gzeiros of the Yevanim, one of the lesser known gzeiros of the Yevanim, was the following. In the Yemei Yevanim, Niskayim Banu Hamikra Komar Hashem Tzvaos Ashukim Neisrael Nehu Yachtav Andu Begazir. Listen to this gzeiro of the Yevanim made. Kol Ben Yisrael Shiyase Bariach Lomiska Lapisko Yidaka Becherav. Whoever makes a bariach, a lock, or closes his door, yidaker b'cheref. The kol kach lama, because you didn't want the Jews to have kavod. Because any bais that doesn't have delas, doesn't have a door, ain't no kavod v'lo tznias. The kol arot zelichanes nichnas bein b'yom bein b'layla. When the Jews saw that this zero was enacted, amdu batlu kol datos batei, and they took down the doors of their house. I think that we can see is if we show it the Rambam, said, what's the whole point of the door? The whole point of the door is to keep those ideas of the foreign outside world, okay, out. And what's the greatest threat, okay, to the Yevanim? To getting, if they wanted to make the Jews just like them, if they wanted to have Misyavnim who brought in, okay, all the foreign culture into the Jewish home, the best thing you could do was abolish the mezuzah. Abolish this remembrance, this filter on the door that the Rambam described every single time you go in and out, okay? This idea of being surrounded by mitzvot. When they abolished that, then the Jewish home became a free-for-all. And ideas from the outside world can get right into the Jewish home. And there's no protection at all. So what I want to say is that this answer to the Shiltos. Which side do you put the mezuzah on? The Rambam has the same description as the Shiltos. Right? When he describes the second Shita, and he says that the Ner Chanukah is the mezuzah miyamin, and the Ner Chanukah is misol, and the Baal HaBayis is bitalis mitzvahs beinim. It's the same tayor of the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, right? The idea of being misoved b'mitzvos. Now that idea was abolished by the Yevanim with this gzera. That idea was abolished by the Yevanim. They said, no, we want no surrounded by mitzvahs. Let the ideas go into the Jewish home. You don't need those protections. You don't need to wake up from the only thing that's important is Yediyas Surah Lamin. No, what's important is Gashmias, what's important is Chitzonias, what's important is all the values of the Greek world. Okay? So Chachamim, when they went ahead and they enacted the Takana of Menorah, what they did was they enacted it should be an enhancement of the mitzvah of mezuzah. It should be another protection, that all year long the filter on the door is the mezuzah. All year long as you pass in and out is that, but that's apparently not good enough. Sometimes when the foreign culture is imposing enough, the mezuzah doesn't do that for us enough. Okay, so 8 days a year when we remember the attack and the insult of the Yevanim, what they tried to do, when they tried to infiltrate our doorways, when they tried to infiltrate the Jewish home with their ideas, for 8 days a year, we put a menorah out there. And then the light of the Torah, that's the light of the menorah, is supposed to go ahead and shed light on what the mitzvah of mezuzah is all about. And we have the, and that's the answer to the question. Tashma, right? The Shilta says, which side do we put it on? Tashma. The Torah says, make a gzeirah, shmarta mitzvosai, asisim osam, make a siyag. Putting another mitzvah, tarte mitzvah sabachad duchta, that's not a siyag. The siag is a siag on the mitzvah of mezuzah, to protect the mitzvah of mezuzah. That when the mitzvah of mezuzah is not enough to keep the ideas of the goyish world out of our house, so Chazal made another gzeira to go ahead and put the gzeira making a menorah there in order to undo that takana of the Yevonim that's described in that esoteric Medrash Chanukah. So obviously the message here is very, very clear, okay, that the message of Chanukah is to sort of resist those ideas. The whole concept, you should also be mesoved the mitzvos, that those are the malachim, those are the things we focus on. There's no important yidiyah, chutz mi yidiyah surah lamim. And when you look at the menorah, maybe you should try to absorb that message, right? What we bring into our home, does our home impact on us? What we take out of our home when we go to the outside world? And hopefully that this Hanukkah will be a more meaningful Hanukkah. Fei l'chad. My tummy, that was the next.